You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The Chevrolet Cruze price reductions on right now up to $3,250. You can get leasing from only $55 bi-weekly. Dare to compare the Cruze LT versus the Civic LX or the Focus SE. Trust me, you'll pick the Cruze only at Lakewood Chev. Speaking of concerns, we're going to get Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union to explain to me why a team who made the playoffs, got everybody going in the right direction, suddenly gets rid of both their top receivers, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ryan, what's up with the Jags? Why did they let Robinson and Hearns go now?
Well, thanks for having me. I think one of the conclusions you can draw is, you know, they feel that they are fine with a bunch of number two and number three type receivers. You know, I think in this league to win a Super Bowl, you know, you probably need a number one, although teams have proven that otherwise. But, you know, Allen Robinson coming off a torn ACL, as soon as they did not franchise tag him a couple weeks ago, for about $15.9 million, you sort of knew he was going to be walking, and he went to Chicago. Allen Hurns, you know, less of a surprise. You know, with the re-signing of Marquise Lee, the addition of Dante Moncrief from Indianapolis, you know, Allen Hurns is probably going to be a fifth receiver right now. At $7 million, heck, at $2 million, that's probably too much for a fifth receiver who may not be active on Sundays. So they moved on from him yesterday as well.
Do you think Moncrief can play?
Well, the one-year deal would suggest that there's a lot of doubt about that. You know, he's betting on himself, which is a convenient storyline. But I don't think teams are willing to bet a multi-year deal on him either. Probably, you know, a little too much money for a lot of teams' taste is upward of, you know, 8.5, 9.5, depending on what you see. You know, they're gonna chalk it up to Jaguars that his numbers suffered because he was injured, and also Andrew Luck got hurt and missed all of this past year and some of 2016. You know, he's not a number one. He's going to get a chance to play number one type snaps. But he's got to be more than just a stop route and a go route guy. They need some versatility from the routes he runs.
Now, they currently have 10 receivers on the roster, and the draft's coming up, so they might add to that. Tavon Smith out of Iowa, who was drafted by the Edmonton Eskimos in the CFL, he was picked up on and put on the practice roster. Is there any chance, or is this a guy just they have on the practice roster to take some reps in practice? Do you think there's any chance he's a guy who makes their team?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're on the 90 going into camp, you never rule anybody out because guys ahead of them could get hurt. Guys ahead of them could, not perform well. But it is an uphill battle. You know, when you're a guy in his position, you have zero margin for error. And, you know, but if he's looking for hope, he can look at Keelan Cole. Undrafted free agent last year at a Kentucky Wesleyan. And he makes the team, and he played a regular role, and they think that he has a lot of promise. So, you know, if Smith can, you know, build some momentum during the offseason workouts and needs a lot of things to go right that are out of his control, you know, there's a chance. But I think one of his realistic goals is, hey, can he maybe be a practice squad guy in the regular season?
Ryan O'Halloran joins us from the Florida Times Union to discuss the Jacksonville Jaguars. Looking ahead to the draft, what are the top two priorities position-wise for them at the draft?
Well, you know, they're drafting 29 after a decade straight inside the top 10, so a little bit different, projections. I still think they need to address tight end as somebody who can be a receiver type out of the slot and challenge teams vertically. They have no backup quarterback on the roster right now. Blake Bortles is the only guy listed. So do they go that route at 29? I think right tackle, there's somebody who can start in 2019 and be a swing backup this year. So those are the top three needs, and they have seven picks. Once you get out of the first day, you know, if there's a receiver there you like, maybe they add another one of those, maybe some linebacker depth. But, you know, with the free agent volume of players they acquired last week, there aren't a lot of open starting spots on this team right now.
Looking at the quarterback position, and I know Blake Bortles showed a little bit more consistency this season than he probably had at any other time. You watch him every game. You've seen him every snap in practice. Can Blake Bortles become a consistent quarterback that you can win with, or are there still questions?
Well, I think he achieved some level of consistency last year on a 10-16 to may have answered that question. You know, he was up and down last year, but his downs weren't as rock bottom as in previous years. So I think he did level out his game a little bit. His highs were, you know, higher than in previous years. Three game stretch in December, he put up great numbers. You know, the thing is, okay, what is his ceiling? Is he? I think he's better than a game manager, but also he has the number one rushing offense to work with. You know, can he be a guy that throws it downfield? Yes. You know, he's an athletic guy. You know, they re-signed him ultimately, I think, because it's the devil you know. You know, they weren't comfortable getting into the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes, and they looked at every other quarterback available and said, "Oh, okay, if they sign Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, Case Keenum, et cetera, does it represent a significant upgrade from Blake Bortles, if an upgrade at all?" They decided it didn't.
So I'm assuming they're going to probably want to go out and sign like a veteran backup, like most teams do at some point. Any names out there you've heard that you think fit just to be somebody to hold the clipboard behind Bortles?
Well, they've had no visits yet, and they don't plan on having any visits this week with backup quarterbacks. My guess is they're going to wait until after the draft, and a lot of teams who draft quarterbacks will then cut a quarterback. But I agree with you, is they do need a veteran to be the number two, because if they draft somebody in first and second round, you know, you need that veteran to lead that young kid along while Blake can concentrate on that week's game. And do you really feel comfortable with a rookie being one snap away for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations? So I would expect them to, you know, take somebody off a scrap heap in the next month or after the draft, and then and potentially then draft one in the top three or four rounds.
Ryan, I appreciate the rundown. It's going to be an interesting time leading up to the draft, and yes, a very different one for Jags fans. First time in a decade, they're not drafting the top 10.
All right, take care now. Thank you.